Welcome to the 9to5 Google Daily for November 4th, 2019. It's Damien back with the biggest Google-related stories over the weekend and past 24 hours. Wear OS could soon be getting a major shakeup, as over the past few days, it was confirmed that Google acquired Fitbit in a $2 billion deal. Now, the cynics will say this was just a move to get valuable user data, but this could be the beginning of a much-needed shot of life into the Wear OS line and could potentially lead to a Pixel Watch. Android 10 has now also been released for the OnePlus 6 and 6T, with Octagon OS 10.0 initially being paused for the 6. It's now rolling out again after a fingerprint issue was resolved, so be sure to go check that out on your system updates panel if you haven't done so already. Hopefully the update is waiting for you there. Google Photos for Android has begun rolling out the sorting feature for the Albums tab, and we've got further details on just what that entails over on site. The Nest Wi-Fi speed test feature is now also rolling out for smart displays, including the Nest Hub, Nest Hub Max, and a few more on top. This allows you to get a glimpse at the current network speed and run a speed test to check the network connection speed in your home. And finally, there is news that Samsung is shutting down its custom CPU division in the US, which poses questions on whether Exynos chips really are the future for the South Korean brand. Of course, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.